Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncarz.
I'm amazed when I go outdoors by the wonders of God's universe. There's so much beauty. I believe God made it all. A man visited a friend in Utah. One morning they went for a walk in the mountains and they saw a beautiful rock formation with a little plateau on top, and rounded colored boulders rested among the trees, and dark green plants grew up through the snow to frame this beautiful set of waterfalls. And the one man said, "It looks as though it has been professionally landscaped." And his friend said to him, "It was." Then he pointed up toward the top of the peaks and he said, "The same guy designed the whole thing." In his letter to the Ephesians, Paul talks about the workmanship of God. And truly, God's workmanship is breathtaking. But there's one tiny part of God's creation that is more spectacular than all the rest. More spectacular than the mountains, the oceans, the stars, the galaxies even. Paul writes in Ephesians 2:10, "For we are God's workmanship." Think about that for a second. You are God's workmanship. He made you. No mountain has time with God. No ocean prays with God by his bedside at night. No forest sings God's praise. It was for us. Everything that is was made. We are God's workmanship. We are the center of God's plans. We are God's workmanship. Everything that was created for our enjoyment. But there's more. Paul writes, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." God created us to do good, folks. Deep in our hearts, we know that this is true. Some things we do give us a temporary high, but when we do something good for someone else, we have a feeling, a good feeling, that lasts a long time. That's because of who we are and why we were created. At the Alamo in San Antonio, Texas, there are many portraits of people who died at the Alamo along the inside wall of an old church. Near the main entrance is a painting with this inscription, "James Butler Bonham, no picture of him exists." This portrait is of his nephew, Major James Bonham, who greatly resembled his uncle. It is placed here by the family that people may know the appearance of the man who died for freedom. The family did not have a picture of this man they considered a hero. The best they could do was a picture of a family member who looked like him. The world doesn't have a real picture of Jesus, except the picture that they see of him in us. We are God's workmanship. We were created to do good works. In Stephen Covey's book, Everyday Greatness, there's a story called Girl Against a Blizzard. It's the story of 15-year-old Hazel Miner, who worked on a farm near Center, North Dakota. In March of 1920, Hazel, her brother Emmett, 11 years old, and her sister Meredith, while returning home from school, were caught in a monster snowstorm. A massive search was soon underway for them. They were lost, but the weather was far too severe. The powerful storm blew drifts above the fence posts, and they lost all sense of direction. Suddenly, the sleigh tipped over on its side, and inside, 15-year-old Hazel realized it was up to her, the oldest, to figure a way out. In the sled, Hazel found blankets and a robe. Her hands were going numb. She placed two blankets on the floor. She told Emmett and Meredith to lay down and curl together tightly. The wind whipped through an opening in the sled's canvas top, so Hazel tried to improvise a curtain. The snow kept coming. Hazel told Emmett and Meredith to not close their eyes. "Stay awake." She said, "I'll count to 100. Make like you're running. Begin. 1, 2, 3. She could feel them moving. She tried to move her own legs, but her brain instructed them to move, but she wasn't sure if they were moving. She told them, "Open and close your fingers 100 times inside your mittens." Then they tried singing, and they prayed, and all through the night they exercised and told stories and sang songs and prayed. She told them over and over again they mustn't go to sleep. The wind blew stronger. The temperature dropped to 0. Snow kept falling. Searchers had to give up until daylight. At 2 the next afternoon, 25 hours after they'd been lost, searchers spotted a sleigh, an overturned sleigh, in a pasture. They found the dead, frozen body of a 15-year-old girl, covering her younger brother and sister. They were dazed and partially frozen, but alive. Today, on the courthouse grounds in the town of Center, these words are engraved on a granite monument in memory of Hazel Minor, April 11, 1904 to March 16, 1920, to the dead, a tribute, to the living, a memory. The story of her life and her death is recorded in the archives. Stranger, read it. What a story of amazing courage, sacrifice, and love. It reminds us of who we are and why we were created. We are God's workmanship. We were created to do good for others, which God prepared for us to do. Let's do that good for others.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.